Sitka spring herring fishery appears on course to top 12 million for the second year in a row. Area management biologist Dave Gordon told the Sitka Chamber of Commerce that the 2011 harvest could exceed last year's take of nearly 18,000 tons. Gordon offered an unusual look this week behind the scenes at one of the state's most lucrative fisheries. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Gordon let the numbers do most of the talking. Between 2000 and 2009, the average herring harvest in Sitka was just under 12,000 tons. The trend in harvest was generally upward, but then in 2010, it took a big jump.
Last year's fishery, we harvested nearly 18,000 tons at a base price of $550 per ton, and that's the price that fishermen get for 10% row for a total value of $12.3
million. $12.3 million. That's $5 million more than Sitka's halibut harvest, $4 million more than the local sable fish catch, and over twice the value of local salmon trolling. Just the seven individual sacro herring permit holders in Sitka alone grossed nearly $2 million.
Certainly this time of year, we're not going to see any herring, but where you see sea lions, whales, and birds, is you're going to likely find some herring there.
When Gordon puts permit holders on two-hour notice, the sacro fishery becomes a spectator sport. Many of the openers are within view of the road system, sometimes just off the beach. Although it's exciting for the audience, Gordon prefers to manage at a less frenzied pace. Rather than setting a 30-minute time limit, he'll leave things open-ended and try to get harvest amounts on the fly.
We have four skiffs deployed that are running around in the fishery, and they're looking into nets, and they're making an estimate of how much fish is in there, 50 tons, 100 tons. And it's not real fine-tuned, but it works.
Once the guideline harvest level is reached, usually over 10 days or so of fishing, biologists transition from harvest management to stock assessment. That means mapping the miles of shoreline that show visible spawn and then sending divers to sample the concentration of eggs. In 2010, Gordon mapped 88 miles of herring spawn on the shoreline of Sitka Sound, the second highest since the department began keeping records. In the 1970s, spawning was often seen on less than 15 miles of shoreline, and the total biomass of herring was thought to be around 20,000 tons, a number which the harvest level is now approaching. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.